wrong. How do I say that? I learned it from this environment. And if it was 2,000 years ago, slavery was right, wasn't it? That is what it is. So you see, my creator is this lovely haq, which is around me. And right at the beginning of this book too, Rumi said, here we are to know that. Because that's what our curiosity is all about. The final question is, why I'm here and what should I do? Isn't it? Here, we talk about how they are. Let me tell you, nobody could tell you really what should you do. Because it depends where you are and what's happening around you, right? He started with the story of a guy who did something which is worst thing to do. He was foreigner in the mosque. Everybody was invited somewhere. This was the big one, fat one. So the prophet invited him. Do you remember the story? He ate too much. The servant got angry, locked the door, so he peed in his bed. Right? So, do you want to correct it? You have this button, you push it. The guy will not do this. Would you do that? If you do that, this guy will be a miserable fellow for the rest of his life. He only didn't do that bad stuff. That bad stuff was the excuse, because he missed something. He went, he came back, and he saw the prophet washing the bed. He transformed. Now what you say? This is this book. All of it is like this. You start with something and you're sure that I am. Wait a minute. Could you expect someone not to do the mistakes? You are a dictator. Mistake, everybody will do. And guess what? If I like what I am, and if I have to explain it, I go back to a lot of mistakes I did. I learned from mistakes. So that's the beginning. So don't think about, yes, you. No. Everything needs to be analyzed, to think about it. There is no cliche. There is no some saying that somebody will say, yeah, do this, and everybody will do. No, that's not what we are talking about. Because we are not talking about the outside. We are talking about inside. Here we are talking about what could you do for yourself. Don't forget that. The social activities, blah, 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 they are not here. First, you should correct yourself, and you should know this. First was the explanation that something is for something else and you will not notice it until it's done. Then said, but let me tell you something, that if a wise man is looking at you, he will know. Because if you are the bad guy, the darkness is in you. If you're a good guy, the light is in you. And the sensitive eyes will notice that art. We are not talking about something which is pew. No, we are talking about reality here. And the reality is what? The reality is that here we are talking about a light. We call the process enlightenment. light. I said, aha, light, how could I explain it? Let me explain it like this, that the light is the food of your soul. That's what the light is. Do you remember at the beginning we said we don't know what to say because there is no language for this. So we are pointing like this, that's something that we don't know really what is what. Because let's take the food. What is the food? There is one food for the animal. There is another food for the human being. These are two different stuff, and there are two different style of this, because every group, they are living in a special environment, and they have some special way to do something. There is no cliche. Again, and you saw that in all these paragraphs, that explanation, because everything needs to be explained. Because we are talking about something we don't really know. We are talking about the imagination. We are talking about the dreams. Because these are a part of life. Right at the beginning he said, do you know that one third of your life you are sleeping? Means my dream is one third of my life. Is it something to forget about? Even if you have Alzheimer's and you forget what you dreamt, but the emotion was there, the influence is there, then let's go a little bit further. Your imagination. Aha. First of all, do you know how you imagine this stuff? No. And you have only one way. There are different ways to imagine this stuff. Where did you get your imagination? You don't know. The influence from here and there and there. You're not in control of that. And that's you. Because imagination is the base here. Do you remember? Second paragraph, he said, your pride, your honor, your whatever, name it, all are in imagination. I said the slavery, a couple of hundred years ago, slavery was good. And everyone would understand it. Nowadays, we look and say, they stupid? How they didn't understand this? Yes, this is what it is. Their imagination was different. Everything is like that. And let's talk about it. Let's talk about, you said we don't know what to tell you to do, but what not to do. Do you remember the parrot, which is the major show-off of the animals, with two ugly legs? Do you remember? Here, he started to say, do you remember? We said, kill it out. Because this propaganda that you do, your imagination is always there. Therefore, you are a show-off, like Bollywood or Hollywood, just a show-off. Control this. Why do you need to show off? First of all, do you want everyone to see you exactly the way you are, or you prefer that they think you are better? That's a trick. Why? In animals, they should. Why that bird has that real big tail, which doesn't let it even fly? Just to show off and have the benefit. If you have the best, Then you have the sex. Look around. Who is the expert of the show-off? First of all, show-off is for men only. I'm talking male in animals. Only male. Females, they don't have time. They don't have energy. They have babies. They have the factory. So they have the choice. The male, they are the show-off. They have the feathers, the hairs, and color. And all of that is for that sexual stuff. It's good, okay. When it comes to us, do you remember what they talked about? Honesty. Honesty doesn't let me show off. So, everybody will see me as I am. Then, yeah, that's how it is. Then, correct yourself. Make yourself better. What's wrong with that? Okay. This is what it is. We talked about this because the show-off is cheating and trying to look better. Why don't you try to be better? Guess what? That needs less energy. Because here you're wasting all your energy with all these show-off stuff. I talked about hap and the tender attention that there is. I am created. Look at the plan. How complicated it is. How many millions of years should pass from amoeba to come to this? And all of this is for nothing? Oh, we see that something is flooring. That's our culture. Knowledge, understanding. We understand more and more. We look at the people 100 years ago. Oh my goodness. I could not even imagine how stupid could somebody be. 1/3 of the human beings died. And nobody knew that this is they thought that, oh, it's sin is this, let's go and pray. I said, no, don't be filthy, wash your hands, period. With just that, they didn't know. And they were sure that this is the center of the universe. Why? Why they were sure? Because you now think that Vancouver is center of universe. This is this egocentrism. Yeah. They didn't know anything. Okay, we are here. Now we look around and don't. Because it's not easy really to look at this universe, these dimensions, which I'm not talking about me and we. I'm not talking even about the Earth. The galaxy we are in it is a penny, no good galaxy. And there are billions and billions of other galaxies. It's interesting that we started to find something. Couple of years, this telescope up there was focused on one dark point, the darkest point that we were sure there is nothing there. And we found thousands and thousands of galaxies there, which was supposed to be. This is what it is. Me? That capital I? This is the problem. Is it? This is the problem, everybody knows it, but nobody pays attention.